This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
2026. We made it, folks. A happy new year to you and yours from all of us here at 93.7 The Fan. Hopefully this 2026 is filled with health, success, and kick-ass moments. That's what I'm hoping for myself, for the people I hold near and dear. It's the time of year, Logan Arblaster, where people can be very optimistic for themselves and their loved ones. And unless you're hyper-fixated on the Steelers-Ravens matchup in a negative way, which you might be, and we'll get into that at 412-928-9370, not a whole lot of cause or need to be very pessimistic this time of year, if you ask me. It's a good time to wipe the slate clean and really focus on personal success and growth year in and year out. I know the folks that manage and work at local gyms might not feel that way because gym memberships obviously go through the roof this time of year because of the New Year's resolutions. But I don't know. It's an exciting time. And last night, spending it with friends that I hold near and dear, and we've made that a yearly tradition with my best friends since we were in fourth grade. Like every time a year passes, you know, the fact that one more year of friendship is in the books, it's pretty cool. It kind of gets me emotional too. I don't know. And I wasn't even...
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think New Year's is one of the best holidays because it's always a time to hit the reset button, see everybody, you know, capitulate with them about what they've been doing throughout the year and what their goals are for the next year. And in terms of Pittsburgh sports, the Steelers have to hit the reset button this week in a big game coming up on Sunday. So lots of fun stuff to talk about today, Jack. And I produced the show last night to take out the year of 2025, and I'm glad that we can bring in the year of 2026 together.
Hell yeah, man. Absolutely. And I want to ring in the year, new year with you at 412-928-9370. I did a segment on this when we hosted together, what was it, the day after Christmas?
Yes, it was the day after Christmas.
Did we do this show or did we do an evening show? I can't.
We did this show.
Okay. It all runs together because I'm on tomorrow evening and then Sunday morning. So this time of year, it all kind of runs together. But we did a segment together on that last show that you and I did together in 2025 of a Pittsburgh sports wish list in 2026. I will rehash that and I want to hear yours at 412-928-9370. What are you hoping happens to our sports teams in this town in the calendar year of 2026? 412-928-9370. But it's also a good time to reflect on the last 12 months and reflect on the year that we just had. And in this first segment, we are going to do so. So without further ado, let's take a look back at 2025 and some of the top stories. Some good, some not so good, of the calendar year of 2025. And we'll start in January, and sure as hell hope that this doesn't rear its ugly head this January. That is, of course, the wild card playoff loss in Baltimore a year ago, in which the Steelers gave up 299 rushing yards to Derrick Henry and the Baltimore Ravens. Again, hopefully that's not a deja vu situation as we get set for Sunday in Acrisure Stadium. But to me, that's the biggest thing that stuck out last season. Another playoff loss, another season in which Mike Tomlin can't get this team into the divisional round of the playoffs. And of course, that ultimately led to where we are with Aaron Rodgers as this team's quarterback. And fittingly enough, Logan, I don't know if you were able to tune into the New Year's Rockin' Eve last night with Ryan Seacrest, but did you see who was up there ringing in the New Year in Times Square with good old Seacrest?
I didn't stay up for it. One, because I honestly think it's one of the overrated things in the world is staying up to see the ball drop. I don't know if it's one of those things that I've seen so many times in my 21 years of living that I'm just tired of seeing it, but I also had to get up early this morning to come back here today. But I did see Russell Wilson was up there, and
he was
kind of shocked me.
Yep, good. I'm really glad that ABC was able to pull out the woodwork and really dig deep to get the Giants' third string quarterback to ring in the new year. Obviously, the draw there is his superstar wife in Ciara, and she performed afterwards. But
it seemed like he was a bit of an afterthought.
And I was thinking about, oh man, what else can we put for January for the top sports stories of 2025? And as soon as I saw Russ up there with his wife counting down the ball drop with Ryan Seacrest, I thought, yeah, I guess that's pretty much it. Also, intern Dom, horrendous take on Twitter yesterday, which has become commonplace these days for that kid.
I was going to say, no kidding.
Yeah.
What did he put out this time?
It was something along the lines of, you know, can't wait to watch Ryan Seacrest tonight, the host of all hosts. And I just simply responded with a picture of Dick Clark. Because, I mean, Dick Clark is new. Like, when you think of New Year's Eve, you think of Dick Clark. And
well, this is coming
he
from...
died. He died in 2012, and I was only 15 years old. So people, I think, my age still think of Dick Clark. I remember watching him, and obviously he wasn't the same. I think he had a stroke, but still participated in the ball drop after that. I remember watching him growing up, and obviously the show carries his name. So I respond to Dom with the picture of Dick Clark from the 80s or the 90s, you know, vintage Dick Clark on New Year's Eve.
Okay.
And the response I get was, he walked so Seacrest could run. mind you, where he attends school, Syracuse University, and somewhere in the Newhouse School of Broadcasting, they have the Dick Clark Studios. What are you doing?
Yeah, you would think would be a common respect thing for him.
You would think, but again, just chalk that up for another horrendous.
If it was up to Dom, he would probably want Joe Burrow to be up there. He said he was going to be the NFL MVP this season.
How's that working out for him? February, in the Pittsburgh sports stories, top ones in my mind in 2025, and there really weren't a lot in the beginning of the year. Business didn't pick up until June. Middle of May. The only story that I could think of, and again, if I'm missing anything, please reach out at 412-928-9370. Remember when Spencer Horwitz all of a sudden had that wrist issue and then all of a sudden needed surgery for said wrist issue?
The big offseason move for the Pirates.
Offseason move for the Pirates just had a glaring problem with his wrist that needed surgery, and it delayed his debut in Pittsburgh. And everybody was like, what the hell? Where did this come from? So that reared its ugly head in February of 2025. March, the trade for DK Metcalf. I had a very funny moment on social media with this trade. Quarterbacks were going off the board. Justin Fields ended up signing with the Jets. Sam Darnold left. And then it seemed like the Steelers were dragging their feet with what they were doing at quarterback. And I think hindsight at this point is 20/20, because it ended up working out in the fact that Justin Fields wasn't very good and isn't very good, and his run in New York with the Jets is probably over. Russell Wilson, not bringing him back seemed to be the smart move, and then Aaron Rodgers, I think, was the best of the bunch. Anywho, I tweeted something along the lines of, you know, the fact that the Steelers are dragging their feet, so to speak, with the quarterback position would mean that no high-profile wide receiver would sign to play in Pittsburgh. And then, like, not even an hour later, they trade for DK Metcalf and sign him to a five-year extension. So I quote tweeted myself. I got ahead of it before I got on Old Takes Exposed and everybody was, you know, trying to slam dunk on me. I quote tweeted it with the video of Happy Gilmore in Chubbs' office. I was wrong. You were right. I'm dumb. You're smart. You're the best. I'm the worst. And that got a good laugh out of the masses.
You know what's funny is thinking back to that time and everybody saying they don't want Aaron Rodgers to come to Pittsburgh. He doesn't have anything left. He doesn't want to take football seriously, and how kind of the narrative has changed over time to this January. I don't think people would be opposed to him coming back. And so it's interesting to see. But kind of to tie in my recap of January 2025 and February 2025, you were talking about the Steelers. I wanted to go back to that for a moment with Russell Wilson. They were 10-3 at one point last year, Jack.
Yeah, they were.
And that was in December, but it all fell apart in January, and they had a chance to really go on a run, and it seems to be shaping up the same way this year, where they had a chance to win the division, and they're going to collapse, and it's just a thing that keeps happening year after year after year. But in February, things were pretty slow. It was really the Spencer Horwitz thing for the Pirates that stuck out the most there for me.
Yeah, hopefully DK Metcalf's enjoying himself right now. I think a lot of the reason why we're in the position we're in is his fault. And he and his trade and signing in March was the only thing that stuck out in as far as the Pittsburgh sports stories go in 2025. We moved to April of the top Pittsburgh sports stories of the last calendar year. How about the fans? How about you people setting the tone in PNC Park in 2025? A plane flying around the North Shore the morning of the home opener. Sell the team, Bob.
They didn't even make it to the second home game.
Derek Shelton greeted with thunderous boos in that ballpark and sell the team chants galore. That set the tone for an abysmal 12 and whatever it was, 26 start to the season, and set the precedent for the biggest sports story, I think, in this town in the month of May, and that was the fact that they moved on from Derek Shelton.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Fired Derek Shelton. How about all on the same day while I was out on the golf course because it occurred on a day that I was off and playing golf, Logan?
There was like that 2-week stretch of, are they going to fire him? Are they not going to fire him?
Within like a 3-hole stretch, new Pope, Derek Shelton got fired. I forget which one came first.
Did you hit a hole in one next?
No.
Oh.
No. But yeah, and then it was new Pope. Holy crap, the new Pope's an American. Derek Shelton got fired. You want to talk about a...
It would have been a better story if you would have just lied and said that you hit a hole in one.
Yeah, but I'm
not. Don't let the truth get in the way of telling a good story.
All right. I'll remember that for next time. Speaking of golf, June, in one of the coolest finishes to a golf tournament ever It happened in one of Pittsburgh's suburbs at Oakmont Country Club. J.J. Spahn winning the U.S. Open in dramatic fashion, draining like a 70-foot putt on 18 to be the only player to finish under par and win the U.S. Open. I covered it every day. I spent like close to $800 on Peter Millar merch. Not proud of it. I did it. It happened. It's okay. It was hands down the most fun I've ever had covering a sporting event ever. And I'm counting the days down to when it comes back in 2033. The USGA is phenomenal. And they kicked ass all week long and all months and months long leading up to the U.S. Open. And then obviously else in June, Aaron Rodgers finally decides to sign with the Steelers. Steelers also trade Minkah Fitzpatrick for Jalen Ramsey and Jonnu Smith. I actually lied. I did not cover the U.S. Open every single day. I missed, I think it was one of the practice rounds. I think it was a Wednesday of mandatory minicamp, and that was the day that Aaron Rodgers came to Pittsburgh and had his opening, you know, media meeting, so to speak, when there were tons and tons of people there.
Well, if you remember back, we had that 24-hour marathon broadcast here at the Fan.
Yes.
So everybody was preparing in case he did sign.
Because that was the first, at the end of the first week of June.
Yes.
The marathon, yeah.
And so we were on the air 24 hours straight, and it worked out perfectly because he signed right smack dab in the middle of that. And yep. There were so many reads that we had to get through that day because there was advertisements relating to the day, and everybody handled it perfectly. But it was complete chaos there at that time in June.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the bigger sports stories of the year. Let's go to July of the 2025 Pittsburgh Sports Recap. Ben Cherington masterclass at the trade deadline and flat out admitting to the masses on the record, yeah, we could have got better players for David Bednar, but we like this package more, which is one of the dumber things a general manager of any sports team can say on the record, if you ask me. And it ended up being one of the worst trade deadlines, I think, ever. Hopefully, Rafael Flores can be in the conversation to contribute to the big club in 2026. But, you know, off the cuff, I would rather have David Bednar in that bullpen right now. What else in July? The TJ Watt contract extension. I was hosting the evening show that night, and it was one of those days where it's like, man, training camp's not quite here yet. The Pirates stink. It's not quite close enough to the deadline where we can really hammer home some trade deadline, you know, speculative stuff. What the hell am I going to talk about? And at like 4 o'clock, boom, TJ Watt extension. I'm like, there's my show.
Would you think the Steelers would be better off this year if they put that money into the offense opposed to the defense?
Yeah. I mean, I was an advocate for it at the time because, you know, as the Steelers is my favorite football team, I want them to win every game that they play. And this roster and the way that it was constructed at the time that TJ Watt signed the contract extension was they're trying to do everything they can to win now. I don't know how well equipped they are, but that's the clear goal. They're not in rebuilding mode by any means necessary. If they're going to try and win a Super Bowl in 2025, to me, I thought, well, yeah, TJ Watt is a part of that story because they were 1-10, 1-11 without him. And I understand that his productivity has been down the last couple of years. And I think that's in large part because of, you know, the chips and double teams that he faces snap in and snap out. He's still somebody the defenses have to worry about. And $41 million is a lot of money, but the way that they did it, it aligned with even if they drafted a quarterback in 2026. And this was before we figured out that the quarterback class was going to be terrible and that the Steelers are probably not going to take a quarterback in the first round this year. Even if they did, that quarterback's rookie contract would not be up until this TJ Watt extension was. So when TJ Watt's $41 million over the next 3 years is done, then you would have to start thinking about paying a franchise quarterback and budgeting that. So it would have lined up to where if they would have drafted a guy in the first round, you wouldn't have had to worry about paying a quarterback $41 million a year too. So that's why I was in favor for it. But now, again, hindsight is very much 2020. They won those two games without TJ Watt. Granted, they lost to the Browns, but that Ravens game and the Lions game, or I'm sorry, the Dolphins game and the Lions game, they won without him. So and the defense looked pretty darn good. And Nick Herbig and Alex Highsmith have been playing pretty well in his absence.
Yeah, hindsight's 20/20 for me, Jack. The NFL is just shifting to such a offensive-minded game where everybody that has offensive coordinators or head coaches that think offensive-minded opposed to defensive-minded seem to be succeeding even more when you go down the narrow road in December and January. So I think when you're looking back on it, if you're like, the Steelers could have put that money into the offensive side of the ball, a lot of these teams that are winning, they have two good wide receivers. They have two great wide receivers or playmakers, and that's $35, $40 million. If you put in the offensive side of the ball, maybe the Steelers are better off. But the positive side to look at it, if you're looking at it from TJ Watt is still in Pittsburgh and they made the right move, I feel like is this lung-punctured situation could end up being a blessing in disguise for the Steelers. And I say that because he had a chance to rest the rest of his body.
Yeah.
And he could be coming into this stretch fully healthy again. So maybe we'll get a TJ Watt that they hoped for before he was injured.
And Jeff Hathorn joined Pat Bostic on the Fan Morning Show. We'll catch up with Jeff before the end of the show as well, as far as, you know, how today looks one day closer to Steelers Ravens. So that was July. August 1st. The Pittsburgh Pirates were up 16-11 heading into the bottom of the ninth inning against the 28-80 Colorado Rockies. And those 28-80 Colorado Rockies scored 5 runs in the bottom of the ninth inning and beat the Pirates 17-16. Dennis Santana giving up all 5 of those runs in a third of an inning. I was watching that game in a local watering hole back when I still lived in Steubenville, and I just remember sitting there laughing my ass off. Because at that point, obviously, you know, the Pirates were 40-something and 60-something, and their season, while it wasn't as bad as what the Rockies were dealing with, was pretty much lost, and I just laughed at that whole situation. And that was, and then, you know, you get into August and it's preseason football and you're really gearing up for Aaron Rodgers. September was the Aaron Rodgers debut and Don Kelly extended as the Pirates manager. The interim tag, I don't even know that the interim tag was ever on Don Kelly. They just named him manager once Derek Shelton was fired and then extended his contract as manager. So he's the big club's guy heading into 2026, and we'll see. October of the Pittsburgh sports storylines of 2025. Aaron Rodgers going up against his former team on a Sunday night. Steelers obviously laid an egg in that one, and the Packers offense scored, 35 points? And on a more positive note, until it turned into losing to ECU in a bowl game, Mason Heinchel's first career start as a Pitt Panther came on October the 4th against Boston College, and they whooped on the Eagles and Bill O'Brien. And for a long time, it was, holy crap, Pitt's got a quarterback again. And the tide of the season is turned. And yeah, maybe the Panthers can get into the ACC championship and fight their way into the college football playoff. Giant brick walls of Miami and Notre Dame, and we'll talk about Miami and how about that win last night. Somebody check on Johnny the Barber. That kind of derailed things, College game day, but you don't get the College game day hype in the lead up to the Notre Dame game and all that was without Mason Heinchel coming in and really turning the season around. So his first start was a top sports story for me in October. November, Paul Skenes winning the Cy Young and that infamous Bills game at home. Fire Tomlin, booing Renegade. And then how about the Pittsburgh Riverhounds winning the USL Championship in November of 2025? Bring a title home to the Steel City. And then a lot that we just endured in December. For the Pirates, trading for Brandon Lowe and signing Ryan O'Hearn. The Pittsburgh Penguins, they were sold to the Hoffman Group. Sidney Crosby passed Mario Lemieux on the all-time points list. Pitt Volleyball lost in a 5th consecutive Final Four. And of course, I think the biggest one is that loss to the Browns set up what we're about to endure on Sunday. A winner take all.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.